Welcome, Dice Guys listeners, to the Dice Guys Extra. Number one, what is a Dice Guys Extra? Well, it's basically a clip show. I'm taking bits and pieces from older shows that we cut out for length or for the fact they were dated or maybe they had bloopers and put them together for a show. Now, Jason and I decided to do this because we got together this week to put together the regular podcast and there wasn't really much out there. We found some science brain flakes, and we found a couple little interesting things, but nothing really big. And board game sites, just like RPG sites, are pretty much covering D&D 5th edition now. And we're not going to cover that again until basically it's complete, or we've been able to play test with some people. Otherwise, this is what we want to do. Extras. So, sit back, follow along with the show notes if you want to see the order these things are in, and enjoy. No, man. Trying to kill me. Lucky number 13 is going to bring us discussions about stocking stuffers for Christmas. Things that are under $10 or so that you can fit in those stockings that people might like if they're gamers or nerds or geeks or just want to give them something weird. We also have some brain flakes, quite a few brain flakes, and that's about it for the show today. It's more like a Dice Guys Extra
than really a show. Christmas is special!
And the brain flakes, they're not very crunchy this week. But they are drug-addled. Yeah, somewhere in here there's going to be an intro song.
Let's do that now.
All right, well, Jason, so what did you do? You know, this has pure cane sugar in this soda pop here.
Didn't say anything about cocaine.
And everything. But other than that, the only other thing I did was annoy people a lot with the B.C. Clark's jingle for Christmas.
Yeah. If you live in Oklahoma, have passed through Oklahoma. What the hell is wrong with us? If you pass through Oklahoma.
I'm not editing this out.
No, let's just run with it.
This is the way it's going today. Now, interesting fact about the B.C. Clark's jingle. Okay. They tried to change it several years ago.
Yeah, they did.
And it caused a massive uproar. They got nasty calls, nasty letters, threats, any number of things when they tried to change this song.
You can hit somebody peacefully protesting with a stick. You can spray pepper spray in their face for no particular reason. You can hit them in the head and give them a skull fracture, and everybody sits back and goes, oh, that's a shame. But you try and change the damn B.C. Clark jingle. Oh, my gosh, people are up in arms, man. Caused a revolution there.
Hell freezes over, and Lucifer gets tossed down to hell.
I will try and avoid making any references to things that have to be cut out of last week's.
Oh, okay.
But anyway...
Please hang up and try again. So yeah, these are the fun things you can see in Oklahoma, if you happen to come by. So yeah. Although there are other states that have some really weird stuff to go on.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Like apparently there's a man in Washington who was recently acquitted of his assault with a dead weasel.
And that's not a euphemism, folks.
Yeah, apparently
this wasn't a guy in desperate need of Viagra. This guy actually had an actual weasel in his hand.
He did.
It was dead.
And he apparently went to someone's apartment, broke into the apartment. Now he's looking for his girlfriend because he thought that she was there with him, and she was. But
that's beside the point.
But he had a dead weasel in his hand, and to this day,
well, technically, Mike.
Oh yeah,
it was a Martin.
It was a Martin. It was not a weasel. That's what he said when his girlfriend asked him why.
He clarified.
Yeah.
He clarified. It's not a weasel.
It's a Martin.
It's a Martin. Because that totally makes it okay.
And totally makes it okay. And apparently the lawyers, the police, the girlfriend, the judge, nobody to this day knows why he had a dead weasel in Martin, whatever, in his hand when he broke
into the dead
place.
Rodent hanging out of his hand.
So he was basically found guilty of the breaking and entering, but they couldn't charge him with anything else because he didn't beat her with the weasel. That might have done something.
I think that maybe that might have actually qualified as breaking the law.
Yeah.
It would be great if it was entered in the court record, though.
And I just have to say that I'd probably never get another chance in this podcast to say something about beating and weasels in the same sentence.
So. I don't know. This is a pretty strange podcast. It may come up again.
Yeehaw, got snake ass.
We're not going to do a game of the week.
No.
This week. And why aren't we going to do a game of the week?
Well, we were too lazy to do research.
Well, that's part of it. And, of course, all Christmases need candy canes.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, you can hang them on the tree. You can stuff them in the stocking. You can, you know, throw them at your brother. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just did that.
Well, I'm sure more than just you did. But anyway... Yeah, Think Geek has bacon-flavored candy canes.
Yep, so if you don't like peppermint, you can get bacon.
Okay, next, Steve Jackson Cthulhu Dice. You know, we have to mention Steve Jackson games at least once in this
do.
Podcast.
We do. We want him to sponsor us, so we got to mention him at least once.
And just love his games.
Yeehaw, I got snake ass.
We hope you have a very fun holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff in your stockings. And
I'd rather stuff stockings than a turkey.
Oh, yeah. Good you know, Lord, yeah.
You know, if you put dice in a turkey and cook it, it just turns out bad.
Yeah, melted plastic really alters the flavor quite a bit.
Yeah.
Did see a turkey the other day completely wrapped in bacon.
Okay, that's just wrong.
I mean, it could be wrong. It's probably really tasty, but I have a feeling your heart would be screaming at you.
Please hang up and try again.
Well, one site that did this was The Oatmeal, which is a cartoon site.
Oh, real quick, I want to clarify. I'm not saying that the blackout was stupid or the protest against SOPA was stupid. I'm saying that
Beyond the solar system, new world.
How did that start again?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Where was I?
I don't know.
We're going to have to go back anyway because that thing came on. And
man, totally.
I have to start back at...
Good thing we're not live yet.
The oatmeal thing. All right, let's try this again.
Okay, let's start at the oatmeal thing.
Okay.
Speaking of...
What was I doing? Oh, yeah. And speaking... what am I doing? Oh, yeah. Blah, blah. Okay. You know, speaking of sites being shut down and such like that, was that protest a few days ago for... Okay, just shut it down. Just close.
Are you kidding me? It's like you say one word that just triggers it. We're going to start up.
Yeah, just close that site.
Bitches.
Just close that site.
Okay.
Okay. All right, we're like 14 minutes in.
I don't know, actually, it was like 12 or 13.
Yeah, 12. Well, still 12, 13 minutes in, we still got oatmeal animals.
Okay,
sex,
we'll make a real quick mention of the oatmeal and of the Stargazer thing.
All right.
Or we'll just leave the science one out this time. But
yeah, I like the science one though.
Okay.
Because I want to make a comment about the BBC making the guy look like a dumbass.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. I came across an article, really cool little thing. There's a study being done that shows that people with lazy eye, once they reach a certain...
Wake up!
You threw me there, sorry. Okay. Mm.
Yeah, man. Trying to kill me.